Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul has announced a multi-state settlement with Menards over its 11% off everything advertising. Raoul says the promotion falsely implied that customers would get a point-of-purchase discount when it was actually in-store credit for later use. Raoul and attorneys general from 9 other states also allege Menards price gouged during the COVID-19 pandemic, hiking prices on things like gloves, dish soap, and isopropyl alcohol. Menards has agreed to change its advertising practices and pay more than $4 million to the states, including nearly $1 million to Illinois. Illinois' new Vaccine Advisory Committee voted on Tuesday to continue recommending giving the hepatitis B vaccine to most newborns. A federal advisory committee voted earlier this month to end a long-standing recommendation to vaccinate newborns against liver infection and chronic disease. Dr. Marielle Frischone is the chair of the Illinois Immunization Advisory Committee. She says she did not see any evidence that warranted the change in the vaccine recommendation.
Looking at the Illinois and Chicago data, I continue to think that given the gaps in care that we have, this is the appropriate policy.
The guidance now goes to the Illinois Department of Public Health, which earlier this month also said that it would recommend the vaccine. The Moline City Council is setting aside money to assist residents facing homelessness this holiday season. During its meeting Tuesday, council members Anna Castro and Dan McNeil motioned to send $25,000 in contingency funds to the city's community and economic development departments. Castro says she knows the funding is not enough, but hopes it will move conversations about a new permanent shelter forward.
There's so much more that we can do. This is just to get us started, and just hoping that we can continue having conversations about the possibility of opening up a permanent shelter or an emergency winter shelter.
Moline City Administrator Bob Vitas says the city gave $2,000 to the MLK Center in Rock Island to help support unhoused people. Mayor Sangeetha Rayaputty is holding a listening session tonight at the Metrolink Center Station, where residents can also hear more about social service initiatives. The session starts at 6 o'clock. The Davenport Fire Marshal is investigating a basement fire at a restaurant downtown Wednesday morning. According to a press release, fire crews responded to a fire alarm at the Barrel House on East 2nd Street around 6 a.m. Firefighters extinguished an active fire in the basement. The restaurant suffered significant smoke damage, and preliminary findings indicate the fire was caused by mechanical equipment in the basement. The Davenport Skybridge is now showcasing a new lighting system in time for the holiday season. Light displays have been extended end-to-end across the bridge, featuring more intense colors and programmable light shows. According to a city press release, the system was paid in part by a Destination Iowa grant and city funding totaling $408,000. Light shows on the Skybridge are scheduled to follow daily sunrise and sunsets, beginning 30 minutes before sunset and transitioning into white lights 30 minutes after sunrise. The National Weather Service office in the Quad Cities has issued a wind advisory for most of central and northwest Illinois and all of Iowa from noon today until midnight. West winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour, with wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour, are expected. This is WVIK News.